Thanks again for coming at such short notice. I'll get straight to the point. A major crisis has developed in the Indian Ocean, on the island of Shay Lan. A crack squad has been selected to head up the crisis team.
I'm part of that crack mission. The mission director lays out my first assignment.
Our job is to do an aerial assessment to get an accurate picture of the food crisis so we can understand how many hungry people are in real danger.
Within seconds, I'm up in a helicopter, scouting the dusty terrain. If Shay Lan sounds, well, unfamiliar, it should. It's an imaginary country, part of a free, downloadable computer game called Food Force.
Good. Now we can get in touch with headquarters.
It can be quite exciting to be a humanitarian aid worker. So we took those elements and we tried to build a story around it.
Justin Roche is a spokesperson for the World Food Program from the office in Rome. The WFP released the Food Force game last year. Roche says his organization hopes to inspire children in rich countries to help the poor.
Hunger still continues to kill more and more people than it did 10 years ago. So we haven't won the war against hunger. We felt that the best way to educate children was using a format that is becoming more and more popular in terms of communicating with them, and that is really the video game format.
Nutrition is a critical part of food aid. I'm uploading the ingredients on my console now.
There are six different missions as part of the game. Players figure out the nutritional component of food aid. They drive a truck along treacherous routes to deliver that aid. They even fly over refugees to drop aid packages.
Okay, welcome to your first food drop. We do drops like this when we have no other way of reaching people.
So far, more than 2 million people have downloaded the hour-long game. And players have posted positive comments about it on WFP's website. But here's a real test.
Over there.
I see them,
in front of your nose.
Jerry!
The game is geared for 9 to 13-year-olds.
Not being helpful.
Siblings Jeremy and Abby Oceans are 9 and 11. They give it a try.
Try one more second.
Wow, that was impressive, even by my standards. You covered a lot of ground.
Then they offer their official pronouncement.
I think it was really fun, but it was also really challenging. I feel like it could have a little less information. I just like doing like the fun part. Like, I don't like just like sitting there like listening and like blah blah blah.
Abby may not have enjoyed the information as much as the game itself. Still, she learned something.
It helped me realize that there is so much that we can do in the world, and that this game helps us realize it, but it's fun at the same time. And even though it sounds kind of dorky, it's not, it's fun.
The Food Force website includes descriptions of real-life food crises, and there are lesson plans so teachers can use the game in the classroom. The World Food Program also recently translated the game into Italian and Japanese. For the World Vision Report, this is Cynthia Graber.
Good work! You managed to get all the food and truck safely through in good time. Want to try again? Or